This is Colourful Radio.
The other thing it's done, it seems to me, it's suddenly turned America into the coolest place on earth.
Yeah.
Quite incredible. Overnight, the whole American, you know, the sort of image of America will change totally. He is such a starry figure, Barack Obama.
He is.
I mean, they regard him, they often talk about him as being very, very exotic in America, but he's exotic by any standards. He's got an incredibly exotic name. He looks exotic. He's such a 21st century candidate. It represents, I think, such an enormous change. However, the only caveat I have, the only serious caveat is that, well, not so much a caveat as a concern, that he now has to maintain the optimism but lower the expectation, because America, the world, faces such astronomic problems in every way that which he can't fulfill.
Well, he did say, didn't it, that it won't take a year, it might not take a term, but together, and again, lovely words, very, he, like he says, a great speaker. He was talking about together as a nation we will change, and he said change has come to America.
Yes, no, and I think that all the whole message, it's an, you know, everything ran for him. I mean, in the sense that the economy collapsed at the right time for him. George Bush was incredibly unpopular. It was going to be a Democratic victory regardless. Interestingly, looking this morning, the last thing I saw, the popular vote, was 51-48, which was much less than the polls suggested. And I wonder, you know, they talk about the Bradley effect, this thing whereby, you know, the former California politician, I think his name is Tom Bradley, lost an election, having led in California, I think, the governorship by 10 points, and then lost ultimately because apparently people, they think, got into the booth and then couldn't bring themselves to vote for a black man.
That's right. Apparently, they didn't want to appear racist, so they seemed on the face of it all to be supportive of him. Yeah. Then when it came to the crunch, they voted against him, didn't they?
But however, and there may have been a bit of that involved here, but obviously not enough. He led, you know, and I think the last poll showed him leading by an average of 7.8% in the polls. What he'll end up by, because I hadn't seen the final results, but it doesn't look like he's going to end up about 4 or 5 points ahead. So we're not quite as far as I can see, not quite as much as the poll suggested. But for all that, astonishing victory. And, you know, I have, you know, I knew one person in America who was supporting McCain, but everybody else I know certainly was, you know, desperate for a vote. And of course, the, you know, the consequences had he lost would have been a bit unnerving, because I think it would have been such tremendous disappointment. But it looked like he was going to win from the beginning anyway.
It's true. You know, and I'm sure for a lot of African Americans, they really, I'm sure, now believe that this is the true American dream. Because for a lot of them, they thought, American dream? What American dream? Do you know, I used to work in New York many years ago for 8 months. And it was actually quite very depressing for me to see the segregation and, you know, the racism. I wasn't actually, you know, no one actually overtly were racist towards me, but I could see it and I could sense it. And what really disturbed me was the segregation. And, you know, before I went out there, Toby, I'd actually just finished a long-term relationship with who was then a white guy. Well, of course, he still is now, unless, of course, he's changed his face to be a black person. But I was in a long-term relationship and we parted ways. And I thought, thank God I'm no longer with him, because I don't know how I would have reacted if he came over to see me in New York, because I did not see mixed relationships then. This is 1990. And I left London, mixed relationships all over the place, up and down the country. And I thought, my goodness, I would be frightened for my life, truly. Truly fighting for my life. So I think it's a fantastic, momentous occasion. And I'm hoping that there won't be a lot of segregation. I'm hoping that it will change with time. Because, of course, it's time. Segregation's been there for too long. And I'm hoping that with time that will change, to bring people together.
Well, the history of race relations in America has a particular flavour, obviously, because of slavery. And I don't think it's going to change overnight. There are very deep-seated attitudes in lots of places. But I think that this is a step forward. It's very interesting. On the cover of the Telegraph here, hang on, I'm just going to go and fetch it. I'm going to go out, hang on. Here we have the cover of the Telegraph. Now, it's very interesting because the Telegraph, of course, our most right-wing newspaper, they've got a picture, a fashion picture, and it says, is M&S falling out of fashion? But what I'm interested in is the picture of the girl.
That's right.
Because the girl is mixed race,
just like Barrett.
And I think that's really significant. Here we have the Daily Telegraph with a mixed race girl representing fashion on the front of their front page. And I think that says a lot. There is something, you know, we've had Lewis Hamilton last week.
Yes.
Things are changing. Now, the truth is that it's just a huge step forward, a massive step forward. Whether it's the complete thing, I doubt. But I think people, will get their heads around this. Mm-hmm. It will change. Mm-hmm. And I think that that can only be a good thing. And I personally am, you know, fantastically excited about it. I was actually a Hillary supporter to begin with.
Right.
I then saw Barak give his speech. I call him Barak because I know him personally. I saw him give his speech about Jeremiah Wright when he was being accused. When Jeremiah Wright, those videos of his ex-pastor, for those who don't know, surfaced on the internet, in which his Jeremiah Wright made some fairly injudicious remarks.
Yes.
And it looked like he was going to damage his campaign. And he got on and he made the most incredible speech. And what really impressed me was he didn't disown Jeremiah Wright.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He talked about his white grandmother and said that she'd been a racist sometimes in some ways as well. And mm-hmm. She would cross the road. I think he mentioned the fact that she was afraid of, you know, when she saw, you know, a group of black men coming or whatever, she would do it. Mm-hmm. And what he was trying to make the point was that, you know, she'd made lots of unacceptable remarks.
Yes.
Jeremiah Wright had made lots of unacceptable
yes.
remarks. He wasn't going to endorsed them, he mm-hmm. rejected them, mm-hmm. repudiated them, mm-hmm. but neither was he going to disown
yes.
these people. And
yes.
I thought that was exactly the right thing to
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was right, and I suddenly thought, yeah, this guy is absolutely exceptional.
This is Colourful Radio.